Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to stop your horse from falling out. So a common problem when riding circles or schooling in an unfenced field or a paddock is falling out. Now, although this fault is more commonly experienced with younger novice horses because they lack balance, it can occur with any horse at any age, and it is often caused by the rider not using their aids correctly. So in this podcast episode, we're going to cover what falling out is, the problems caused by falling out, the reasons why your horse falls out, and how to stop it from happening. So first up, what is falling out? Well, falling out is a term used to describe a horse that drifts outward through circles and turns. Now, the outward drift is due to a lack of lateral balance. So that is side-to-side balance, and it's also a lack of straightness. Now, in contrast, when your horse is straight and balanced laterally, and he has the required amount of suppleness for the curve that you are negotiating, then your horse will be able to follow the line of travel. Now, as a bit of a side note, remember that within dressage, straightness means alignment. Therefore, when your horse goes around a circle, his body should remain aligned, with his hind feet following in the tracks of his forefeet. Now, although your horse is bending uniformly through his body, because he is still aligned, this is described as being straight. Okay, so now that we know what falling out is, let's now cover the problems with falling out. So as we've already mentioned, when your horse falls out, he will not be straight or laterally balanced, and that creates the following problems. So problem number one is that your horse will be difficult to turn. So if your horse falls out, you will find it difficult to negotiate circles and turns, and your whole ride will lack accuracy. You will frequently overshoot markers when trying to turn onto the centre line, ride across the school, or change the rein via one of the diagonals. Your circles will also become too large, and they will lose their circle shape. Now, problem number two is that you will be pushed off balance. So, a crooked horse will push you to the outside, or you may find yourself leaning inwards as you try to compensate for your horse's outward drift. Now, in both scenarios, you will be out of balance. Now, problem number three is that there will be variations in your horse's rhythm and tempo. So as you know, your horse should move in a rhythmical manner while maintaining the same consistent tempo, and tempo being the speed of the rhythm. Now, during an outward drift, your horse's rhythm is more likely to become irregular, and your horse's tempo may also speed up and slow down. Now, since rhythm is the first official training scale in the dressage scales of training, this is a very serious fault, because if your horse cannot move in a metronome-like rhythm, then you will struggle to move up the scales and progress with your training. Now, moving on to problem number four, and this is that your horse will be unable to engage and collect. So when your horse falls out, he cannot step his hind legs further underneath his centre of gravity. Instead, his hind legs will likely trail out behind him, they will step wide, or they will cross over. And in this position, your horse is physically unable to use his hind legs to take more weight. So this leaves him with no other option than to carry the weight on his forehand. And then the final problem, problem number five, is that your horse's energy will be redirected into his outside shoulder and not into the contact. So during your ridden work, energy should flow from your horse's hind legs over his back and into the contact. This is part of the energy circle that we talk about quite a lot, and it's also described as riding from back to front and from leg to hand. And it is what allows your horse to work through to the contact, and it's what allows you to create a correct contact. Now, when your horse falls out, the energy cannot flow through to the contact because your horse's body is no longer aligned. So instead, as your horse pushes with his hind legs, this energy is sent forwards but then into your horse's outside shoulder, which is why you may have heard the expression falling out through the shoulder. Now, a good way to imagine this is to think of it as a train on a railway line, where the train's engine is located at the back and it is pushing three carriages in front of it. Now, when this train is travelling along tracks that are aligned, then the train can push all three carriages to follow the tracks easily. But if there is a kink in the track, then imagine the train trying to get through it, the train will jackknife and it will derail. This is what happens when your horse falls out. The energy is no longer pushed forward to the front carriage, instead it escapes out the side door. In this case, your horse's outside shoulder. So now that we know what falling out is, and we know the problems that it creates, why does your horse fall out? Well, as we've already said, your horse falls out around circles and turns due to a lack of straightness and alignment, and due to a lack of lateral balance. Now, common reasons that cause this include turning your horse by using the inside rein in isolation, a lack of an outside rein contact, and too much neck bend. Now, all of those three points are essentially the same problem, and they're all connected. So if you try to turn your horse by pulling on your inside rein, your horse will just turn his head to the inside. It will create too much neck bend and a poor outside rein contact. This basically destroys your horse's alignment. It causes energy from your horse's inside hind leg to be redirected into his outside shoulder, which then disturbs your horse's lateral balance and causes him to fall out. Now, another reason for falling out is that your horse tries to avoid the engagement that is required on a circle or during a turn. So instead, they swing their hindquarters in and or their shoulders out. Now, this could be because your horse currently lacks the suppleness and bendability to perform the circle size you require, or it could be because you are not using your aids correctly. Remember that your horse will always choose the easiest solution to any question you ask of him. So if when you are riding a circle, you don't apply your bending aids correctly and therefore allow your horse to swing his hindquarters in and his shoulders out, then he will take that option because it's easier for him. Now, as the rider, it is your job to keep your horse's body correctly aligned and in an appropriate balance. So you need to make sure that you are applying and using your bending aids correctly, which we're going to talk about later, and you only should be asking your horse to perform appropriately sized circles for his current level of training. So therefore, you don't want to ride circles that are too small for his current capabilities. Okay, so now let's move on to talk about how not to stop your horse from falling out. So before we delve into the steps on how to stop your horse from falling out correctly, here are a few things that you should definitely not do when you are trying to correct this problem. So the first thing is that you should not pull your horse's head to the outside using your outside rein. So as we've discussed, as your horse falls out, his head and neck will likely have too much bend to the inside. So although you do need to take up a more secure outside rein contact to reduce the amount of inside neck bend and to control your horse's outside shoulder, you don't want your horse to bend or turn his head to the outside. Now, at most, a small amount of outside flexion at the poll is acceptable as you are trying to correct this issue. But bending your horse's neck to the outside will only cause him to drift in the opposite direction. Essentially, by pulling your horse's head to the outside, you are not correcting his lack of lateral balance or his lack of alignment. Now, moving on to the second thing you shouldn't do, you should not push your weight to the outside. Now, you may try to do this purposely, or the action of your horse falling out may cause you to put additional weight into your outside seat bone or lean to the outside. Remember that your horse will always try to step underneath your weight. So by you pushing more of your weight to the outside, you are actually encouraging your horse to fall out even more. Now, the third thing that you must not do is you must not cross your hand or rein over your horse's neck or withers. Now, admittedly, this is more commonly seen on horses that tend to fall in instead of out, but we thought we'd put it in because it is a common mistake that you should not do, because it still destroys your horse's alignment, it prevents him from working forward to the contact, and it serves no purpose. And now the final thing you shouldn't do is you should not try to push your horse's hindquarters outward. So if your horse is falling out through his outside shoulder, you may think that you can realign your horse by pushing his hindquarters out to meet his shoulders. But the problem is that this rarely works, because as you push your horse's hindquarters out, his shoulders will just move further outward, and then you end up chasing them. If anything, this method just speeds up your horse's outward drift, causing a greater loss of balance. Okay, so now that we've covered what not to do, let's now delve into the five steps that you can follow to stop your horse from falling out. So step number one is to check that everything is equal on both sides of your horse. So as we've already talked about, falling out is due to a lack of lateral balance. Therefore, you need to make sure that there is no physical reason causing your horse to drift to one side. So examples of things to check include the following. So check that your stirrups are equal on both sides. Check that the flocking of your saddle is equal on both sides. Check that your saddle fits your horse correctly and doesn't twist or slide to one side. Check that your girth is attached equally. Now, ideally, you want your girth to be fastened on the same numbered hole on each side of your saddle, or as close as you can get it while still ensuring that your girth is fastened securely enough. You also should check your horse's bit, make sure that it is sitting equally in your horse's mouth and that it is clean and free from damage. And of course, check that you are sitting equally in the saddle and that you are in the correct alignment. Now, once you've done that, you can move on to step two, which is to keep circles large. So when trying to stop your horse from drifting outward, it's a sensible idea to keep your circles as large as possible. It will be much more beneficial to your horse's training and progression to execute a large and correct circle than try to ride a smaller one that he falls out on. Now, you can slowly progress to smaller circles once your horse is bending correctly and staying on the circle line. And then moving on to step three, is you're going to ride circles with no bend. So in the beginning, ride your large circles with no bend at all by using your outside rein to keep your horse's neck straight. Now, you can also use your outside leg at the girth to push your horse's shoulders around the circle and to stop them from falling out. Then you can move on to step four, where you start to ask for inside bend. So once you can ride large circles with no bend, without your horse falling out, you can then start to ask your horse for a small amount of inside bend. But remember to maintain your outside rein contact to prevent the outward drift. Now, by introducing bend like this in very small increments, this gives you the opportunity to master your bending aids and learning how to apply them correctly. Because as we've said, more often than not, falling out is due to the rider not aiding the horse correctly around the circle or turn. So here's a quick recap of your bending aids. So your inside leg should be at the girth, asking your horse to bend through his body. This leg also provides your horse with something to bend around, and you can use it to create forward impulsion. Now your outside leg should be positioned behind the girth, and this guards your horse's hindquarters and prevents them from drifting out on the circle line. Now importantly, your inside rein should only ask for a small amount of inside flexion to the inside, and this is used to indicate to your horse the direction of bend. But do not use the inside rein to pull your horse around the circle. If you do that, then you are definitely going to cause your horse to fall out. Now, next up, your outside rein is what you're going to use to prevent too much neck bend and to control your horse's outside shoulder. You can also use your outside rein to help you regulate your horse's tempo. Now, your head should be up and looking ahead and around the circle. Do not look down at your horse. You should also have a little bit more weight in your inside seat bone and stirrup, but do not lean to the inside. It should only be a very slight shift in weight. You don't need to over-exaggerate it. Your horse will be able to feel it. Now your shoulders should be turned from your waist to the inside, and they should match the angle of your horse's shoulders as he goes around the circle. And your hips should match the angle of your horse's hips. So that should be with your outside hip slightly back, which should happen automatically as you put your outside leg behind the girth. Now, as you are applying these aids and riding your circle, focus on riding your horse from your inside leg up and into your outside rein. Now, this will help you to create a more secure outside rein contact, thereby helping you to control the outside of your horse, stopping him from falling out. Now, if when you are asking your horse to bend, he starts to fall outward again, then just close your outside elbow against your side and close your outside rein against your horse's neck. But remember, do not allow your hand or the rein to cross over your horse's neck. Now, if you need to, reduce the bend, or you can go back to riding without bend until you can keep your horse on the circle line. And then the final step, step number 5, is to move from the circle onto a straight line. So if your horse falls out on circles, you will have probably noticed that he also drifts towards one shoulder when on a straight line. Now your horse will learn how to laterally balance on a correctly ridden circle, and the circle will also allow you to establish a secure and correct outside rein contact. And then when you are ready, you can move from the circle onto a straight line, still riding from your inside leg to your outside rein, ensuring that your horse stays in your outside rein when going straight, thereby controlling his outside shoulder and keeping him in alignment and stopping any drifting. Now finally, if you are a more advanced and experienced rider and you are trying to improve your horse's straightness further, then an exercise that is very helpful for horses that still tend to drift towards one shoulder is to ride shoulder 4 or shoulder in on a circle. Now, if you want to know more about that exercise, how to ride it and how to set it up, then please just search through our podcast archives or search our website, howtodressage.com. But to wrap this episode up, falling out is a big problem that will not only affect your dressage test scores, but will also stop you and your horse from progressing. Now, a horse that drifts outward does so because he lacks lateral balance and straightness, or in other words, alignment. And this is usually because the rider is aiding incorrectly, or they are trying to perform a circle that is too small for the horse's current capabilities. So to correct this issue, start on large circles with no bend, keeping your horse's neck straight. And then once you can accomplish that, slowly introduce an inside bend by applying all of your bending aids correctly and maintaining a secure contact down the outside rein to control your horse's outside shoulder. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our books, training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.